free and bring us anything you want. It's 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
As we continue here, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about marijuana and decriminalization versus legalization, the differences between the two. And actually, we got so sidetracked on this discussion, I never even actually explained the reason why I brought it up in the first place, which was because I was so surprised at the way a group of young people, probably their late teens, maybe early 20s, how they responded to a discussion about legalization at a recent event, the Free Keen Fest that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire last weekend. We had a bunch of liberty-minded people get together in one of the local parks in town and set up vendor tables. And
organized by the Miss Heike Corser.
Right, a New Hampshire native who's really gotten excited about liberty activism here recently. She did a great job, and the event was a kick butt. And
it was big.
There was great music and lots of stuff being sold and information being given out and conversations being had. And so at one point I was actually I had a petition for the medical marijuana initiative that was being put forth through the House and had passed the New Hampshire State House and was, I guess, being looked at by the Senate. And I had this petition there. Someone had asked if I would, put that out, and I said I would. And so I had that there. And there were a group of young people that were kind of crowded around the cop block table. And I pointed the petition out to them, and they asked me what it was about. And I said, well, it's about, legalizing medical cannabis. Or I think I just said legalizing cannabis. I accidentally didn't say medical. And, of course, it is about legalization of medical cannabis because there's a regulatory structure that's been proposed, and I don't agree with that aspect of it, but I do like the idea of not putting crippled people in jail. I like that aspect of it. So that's why I was working on this petition, and I was just kind of stunned when these young people, in a very positive way, when these young people immediately called me out on, using the term legalization. They were like, well, I don't like the idea of legalization, decriminalization all the way. And I'd never seen these people before. I didn't know who.
Oh, you were saying in the beginning how informed people are on this subject, so we've now come full circle. Okay.
Right. So this is what my surprise was, because sometimes it's easy for those of us who see all the bad news in the world and in society, see all this bad news, to think and to look at people and just the vast ignorance out there. And it's
dopes,
easy for us.
Dullards,
right? It's
mendicants,
easy,
all of them.
It can be easy to look down on people for that and for being ignorant on things. Not to say that I take that position. But sometimes people will say, like you were saying, Mark, they'll call names. Like, well, those people are stupid. And I'm usually quick to correct folks when they
do
that.
Or sheep or something.
I'm usually quick to correct people and say, no. They're not stupid. They're just ignorant. They haven't been informed.
I always wonder about this word. Ignorant is a term that has been used so often in a pejorative fashion that it
uninformed.
Almost...
Uninformed. How about that?
Uninformed is
maybe that's a better word. Maybe not so negative sounding.
Yeah.
But these people were informed, and I was like, wow, just blown away. I mean, they didn't seem to be political activists necessarily.
But these teens are college age.
Late teens, I would say. Mm-hmm. Late teens, maybe early 20s. I don't think they were in college. And not to say that being in college means you're informed, but these people were informed. They called me onto the carpet for using the term legalization, and then I was kind of like backpedaling. Well, it's for medical cannabis, and I agree with you. Decriminalization is the way to go, and I was just so pleased by that because it shows that people are seeing the difference, and that even people within the people that just appear to be just regular cannabis users, not necessarily political activists, would get the distinction between the two, and clearly information is getting into people's heads. I think it's the internet that is to blame for this, and I think it's just fantastic.
The internet's to blame.
So let's go to the internet is responsible. How about that? Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. Chris is listening in Minnesota in Hibbing to WNMT. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Oh, you got to turn down your radio, Chris. Otherwise, you will be very confused and things will sound horrible.
I got it off.
Excellent.
I am just calling in regards to you asked the lady a question in regards to if people that are in prison for marijuana, if they should be let loose if we legalize it. Would that not be like giving me a speeding ticket you know, I've already got a speeding ticket, and later you increase the speed limit, and then I was within the legal bounds. Should I be refunded my money, the cost of my insurance increase, and all that good stuff, too?
Well, there's
that'd be awesome.
What you're saying,
I would be awesome.
What you're saying is that you bear all the onus. But in fact, when you're talking about somebody in prison, it's not just the convict that's bearing the burden. It's the taxpayer at the same time. The question you really need to ask yourself is: the taxpayer, should the taxpayer actually be responsible, and is that in their best interest in keeping somebody who, you know, has smoked pot or delivered pot or possessed pot?
Is in jail for a victimless crime?
Right. I mean, is that really in the taxpayer's best interest?
At the time, it was illegal.
That's not an answer to the question.
It is an answer to the question. It was illegal when it was...
Well, when the war is over, the POWs are supposed to be released, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a war on drugs, right?
Is there really a war on drugs?
That's what they call it.
Ask the 1.5 million people that are arrested every single year and have their lives torn apart by this war on drugs if there's really a war on drugs.
Okay, I can understand your point there.
Yeah. It's the compassionate solution. And as far as your idea, I think it'd be great if everybody could get their money back if the speed limit was raised, but the bureaucratic difficulty of doing something like that would be insurmountable. Plus, when the government takes your money, I generally think of it as lost. It's gone. You're not going to get it back. Like the Social Security, I put $10,000 into that before I stopped paying. I don't expect a dime of it. I consider it gone. So I'm not going to pursue it. I'm not going to pursue it. I'm not going to spend my time worrying about it. I'm not going to spend my time attempting to get it back.
You know, I don't know what the rules are in every state and every municipality, but I know that here in New Hampshire and in this municipality called Keene, you can get money back for if you bust a tire on one of their potholes. They'll actually compensate
you. It's true.
You.
I'm shocked. I was shocked when I found out.
But the amount of time and energy that goes into getting compensated for your tire, and I believe that they'll only pay for the tire you popped, but you know you have to get two tires because the way modern cars are, you can't just have one. So you have to get two tires, and they won't pay you for the other tire because it wasn't bad. And it's this, it's this long, complicated rigmarole that I'd rather just go to the tire store, plop down the $80 for the tire. That way I don't have to deal with the bureaucrats.
Well, good thing you don't drive a big diesel truck. Those are $200 apiece.
Jeez. Hey, Chris, any other thoughts you want to share?
That's great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, the fact is, yeah, it was illegal, but it's terrible. It's a terrible law. I mean, those people shouldn't be in jail. Those people shouldn't be in jail at all.
They shouldn't be in jail now.
Right.
And, you know, whatever happens in the future, as long as you can correct that, that thing that's, you know, that injustice, well, then it should be corrected at that
time.
Okay,
so what does – we've determined that the growers – may want to keep it illegal because they can, you know, keep the prices up and the mob or the mafia or whatever for the same reason. And then the government lobbyists and it justifies and the police, it gives them a reason to exist.
Sure, police budgets are a big deal and a lot of that is the war on drugs.
Right. So basically the third component then would be the taxpayer who's paying for the incarceration of these so-called criminals. So what do you think it is that is, what is the payoff to them?
To whom?
To whom?
To the taxpayer. Obviously, they've either been hoodwinked or something. So,
oh, sure.
So they're complicit in this caging.
Because they pay?
And they're also voting people as well,
voting
right?
Doesn't mean that you're complicit. I mean, I've voted against I've voted just every chance I've had, and it's extraordinarily rare that my candidate wins. So, you know, I mean,
yeah, I don't
my government isn't in place.
I think it's nonsense, the suggestion that because you vote, you are somehow endorsing tyranny. That I think that's an insult to everybody that attempts to vote to try to make things better.
Okay, so, but we were talking about the taxpayer specifically, though.
Well, how
in terms
are they
of the tax,
I guess.
Because they're paying for the incarceration of those people.
But is a person that's robbed complicit in a robbery?
No, I wouldn't say so. But they are the third. They are the third component.
They're a component, indeed.
In
but they're not.
The robber will just get better if they don't. If the person who doesn't 800-259-9231.
You take control. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in 3 delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost, that's Man Venture Outpost, carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and operated, members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices so low they can't even be advertised in some cases. Get an additional 5% off those already low prices with the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So just a moment ago, we're going to continue with your phone calls in a moment as well, but we were talking about, Michelle, you were talking about taxpayers being part of this whole system of enforcement and encroachment upon rights by the fact that they're paying to support this violent monopoly. Of course, they're paying under duress. So what was the word that you used to describe them? I should have made a note, but I didn't. I used the term enabling maybe rather than...
I said they were complicit.
You were complicit. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, that's really the right word for what they're doing. And Mark, you said enabling you didn't think was the right word.
I think enabling sounds like somebody who sort of willingly goes along with stuff. And there's an amount of enabling, but they're coerced in some to some extent, yeah, too. I suppose enablers could be coerced.
I don't blame people for paying taxes. I pay some myself.
I don't see how you can avoid it. I mean, you have to basically ride your bike everywhere, but you'll be riding on government roads when you do it, so you'll still be using the government property, which I don't actually have a problem
and
with.
I do it for fear, like many taxpayers. I do it for fear of the claim that they're going to take my home from me if I don't. Someday I may get fed up and just say, screw it, I'm going to just not pay anymore, and we'll see what happens, and throw caution to the wind and, you know, take that risk. I'm not quite there. I'm not quite fed up to that point yet, but, you know, if they keep being tyrannical and hurting peaceful people, at some point I may not be able to morally continue paying it. But I see where you're coming from, Michelle. You're saying that more taxpayers need to look at this critically. They need to look at their own behavior and how it is that people continuing to be obedient in this way does, to some level, encourage the behavior of the government.
If you vote, and you were a voter in California who voted to have the marijuana legalization, decriminalization, medical marijuana, et cetera, the whole gamut, whatever it was that you voted on, and you voted in favor of, as I did when I was in California, I mean, I have made attempts, and that was one of the things I made
attempts. You voted?
I voted on that,
yes. Of course you did. She voted relatively recently.
I mentioned that I voted on that, and I, at the time, didn't even smoke marijuana. Mm-hmm. I didn't smoke for 12 years, and but I still believe that people ought to be able to do with their bodies what they want to do.
Sure.
So, okay, so if you vote for a way, and then the governor, as I don't remember if it was Gray Davis or Pete Wilson, overturns what the taxpayers voted for, I think then that there is an obligation, if you are a moral person, to go, you are not... I'm not going to vote for you again. I'm going to see that you're kicked out of office. But you are not representing the will of the people, which under the system that we're using via the voting, not only are you fired, but no one's getting paid.
I would love it if people were that hardcore. And I hope that, Michelle, that we start seeing more people take those steps. And I think that it's going to have to be likely baby steps for most people.
Come on, guys. Don't leave this 43-year-old redheaded single mother out there to be the most hardcore person, you know, on this issue. Come on already.
I agree
with you. Man up.
I don't pay the federal taxes either, so we're in that same club. And I think that it'd be nice to have the club expand over time and have more people come together.
It's a nice club.
Right. So let's continue here with your phone calls. We've got Scott listening in Indianapolis. Scott listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
This is Glenn.
And oh, Glenn is your name? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
Glenn.
Listen, I'm very much anti-government myself. I think they're way too big, and they're going to be end up taking all of our rights as well.
But may I suggest, Glenn, that you be pro-freedom rather than anti-government? It's just more positive.
To a point, but you know, I think some of you're barking up the wrong tree. You know, some of these people are cannabis users, and a good amount of those people in jail are cannabis and other drug pushers, and I'm very happy to see them off the streets.
Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with selling drugs?
Oh, what's wrong with selling drugs? Your own children? You got kids?
I don't.
You have children?
People in this room do.
I have
okay,
kids.
Yeah. If you want somebody to go along, say, hey, take this marijuana. Hey, next, we got some we have cannabis.
I took a bong hit with my daughter today for the first time ever.
What's the joke there? I don't understand. No, I'm saying seriously that these people, many of them are pushers, and they're not a good thing for society. And I understand what you're saying about freedom, but cannabis is just a little bit of a... come on, to the worst drugs.
It's not a gateway drug.
It's not a gateway drug.
Tell me about it.
It's only a gateway drug because it's illegal. So
it's a gateway drug because those people who are dealing in that marijuana, the cannabis, are also know and are in league with the other people dealing with
Are the people dealing beer in league with heroin users, heroin purveyors?
Dealing what?
Beer.
Are those that sell beer, distribute beer, are they in league with the heroin pushers, dealers?
I don't know. I'm not a drinker. I have one drink a night, so I've been able to control that. I've never, ever smoked a cigarette.
Well, whether you're a drinker or not,
that's not really the question. The point that I'm trying to make is that marijuana, if it is a gateway drug, is only a gateway drug because it's illegal. I'm sure.
No, but it's also, you got to understand it, too. You know that's true, that the marijuana affects your brain. It changes your...
So
your,
does alcohol.
Your, but it changes it permanently. Many times it can kill those brain cells, and they never come back.
You're going off into the way right now, Mark. Just back down, Mark. You're going off into the realm of prohibitionist nonsense here. First of all,
that's not true. That's your opinion. This is my opinion.
Oh, no.
Your brain, sir, has receptors that are designed to receive cannabinoids. There's no destruction of brain cells involved.
You smoke too much, it sounds like. You're taking too much.
Did you just say I smoked too much?
It seems to be.
I've smoked plenty of cannabis in my years, as a matter of fact. I don't know what too much means.
Yeah, right?
But are you telling me that can you just hold for one moment? Can I ask you some questions here? Okay. Are you telling me that I'm brain damaged, sir?
I'm telling you that it has an effect, and as successful as you are on the radio station, where could you be with if you hadn't taken cannabis?
I would have 500 radio affiliates instead of 100.
You just hadn't touched that weed, boy.
Guys, keep on smoking.
And
you're doing
really
great.
I'm successful at being a mom, and I have 3 kids, so if I didn't smoke pot, I might have 30.
Are you smoking now with your kids?
I took a bong hit with my daughter today.
Her daughter's like 22, right?
No, she's 19.
Oh, whatever.
She did what with her?
Take a bong hit.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And Michelle, thanks for the sound effects. You got to it way faster than I could. No doubt about it. They do have one. There we go. 800-259-9231. All right, so brain damage. That's it. The gloves are off. We're going to come back with that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Bunch of dopers. Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine, the female listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Michelle is one of our Shriners.
Yes, I am. Fact.
So you can go to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you are a lady listener, you can send in a picture or a video and validate yourself over at shrine.freetalklive.com, and we would appreciate that. Also, coming up this June 20th through the 26th, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a week-long camping event, but it's so much more than camping because there's all kinds of socializing and activities and family fun events and adult parties. All a great time happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. From live performances like bands and soapbox idols to, again, family events, agorism in action, where people are selling products and services without begging for permission from the government first. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. So go to porkfest.com to get registered. It's $30 to register, but you can actually save 20% if you use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word with no spaces. Once again, that's FreeTalkLive. It's the discount code over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. As we will continue here, we'll take your calls again in a moment, but there are some more thoughts I want to make sure we get out to correct the misinformation that was being propagated earlier by, I believe that was Scott in Indy Glenn was his name, for whatever reason, his board out put Scott down. Anyway, so Glenn was trotting out later in his call, trotting out these nonsensical
prohibitionist lies, just misinformation. The idea that
you're brain damaged.
Cannabis. That cannabis
kills brain cells.
I could see I could see why people would believe that, like, heroin might kill brain cells. I don't know if it does or not. I'm not going to go out on that limb to say it does or not. I haven't done the research. And I don't think Glenn has done research either.
Not if he believes those things.
I think he's heard some things, and he's heard them from people who are wearing lab coats or they're politicians or whatever. They had this aura of authoritarianism when they delivered this misinformation. But just because
I don't know who's ever talked to people in lab coats about drugs.
I'm just saying, Mark. I don't know.
Usually it's cops that come to your church group or your school, and they bring this big display of, here's some drugs that we caught a long time ago.
Right, and of course the way the media sometimes portrays cannabis users is always as a bunch of dullards or dummies or dumbasses or people who are just the dregs of society. And nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, yes, of course, some people who use cannabis are the dregs of society, no doubt. But there are also people who are at the upper echelons of society that use cannabis, and everybody in between as well. You know, I remember when I was first starting in the radio business as an intern in Sarasota, Florida, the Clear Channel State cluster down there, my mentor in this business was, somebody I obviously looked up to. He kind of taught me the ropes. He's a very intelligent guy. We would have lots of conversation, and one day, after he got off the air, he did the night shift, and he'd get done at 10 o'clock at night. He'd get off the air, and then he would have production orders. So, like in the business, the talent, the people that are on the air, would also have production work to do. So they have to go in and record a commercial for a client, for instance. So afterwards, he would have these orders. You know, here's what you need to read. Here's what you need to do. This is what you've got to get this done. Here's the date it needs to be done. And I was surprised because I was still kind of indoctrinated into some of the prohibitionist belief systems about marijuana, even though I was a new marijuana consumer at that point. I was 16, so I was only getting it occasionally. Once in a while, I would come across it and use it. I was still under the impression that there was some level of danger involved, or that it would, muddle your senses, or that it would ruin your ability to think or to do things. Like that there was some
in
sort
the long
of
term. You mean?
I mean, maybe
it
long
obviously,
term. Yeah,
it changes your ability to think. It's a mind altering drug.
Short term and long term. Like I was intimidated by the idea of using it while working, but my mentor walked out of the radio station, got high out back, comes back inside and goes and works on his production. He would do it while he was doing production, but not while on the air. So he felt like it helped him in the creative process of doing the production work, but that it was a little bit of an inhibition. Like he didn't want it in his system at the time when he was on the air. I just thought that was very interesting. It was an eye-opening moment for me where somebody who I looked up to was using this. It wasn't just some loser in a back alley or whatever. And so the suggestion that Glenn had made was that it's going to destroy brain cells. And I'm sorry, there's just no evidence for that. In fact, even things like ecstasy, MDMA, one of the most maligned drugs out there in the popular culture and popular media, that is something where they have – I've never even heard the claim that marijuana kills your brain cells, but they have made those claims for ecstasy, and that's nonsense. It was found out that the study that they did was a bunch of crap, and essentially it was just – it's just nonsense. I mean, I'm not going to go into the reasons for it, but it's just not true. Yes, ecstasy does deplete your serotonin levels. That much is true, but that can be replenished over time. Using it a whole lot, that's going to do longer term damage, but it can all be, from what I've seen, it can all be undone over time. So, and I'm talking about ecstasy. Marijuana, I'm sorry, your brain has cannabinoid receptors. Your brain was designed to receive the active ingredient in cannabis. It's a completely natural thing.
I think it makes when you smoke it, it's likely that you will want to lay around and be relaxed. I mean, it
depends
on your personality.
And I don't get like that if I smoke sativa, but indica, yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's only likely. That's all. That's my only claim. And I think that's where the ideas came from. You don't find a lot of people smoking pot and running marathons.
I like to get high before I work out, but one of the things, for me, you said that your boss didn't, he liked to use it in the creative process. I'm different in that I like to, if I'm working, then I like to be able to smoke pot if I'm doing something that's like, repetitive or mundane or that kind of thing, but mm-hmm. not if I'm, for example, I don't ever smoke if I'm going to write. I'm working on a novel. I never smoke when I'm going to write because I just don't like to.
Place you
want
to be. Yeah.
Right. And so I get to make that decision for myself. I also don't eat big, heavy, you know, fatty meals, right before I go to bed or.
Do you feel brain
damaged
as a result of your use of cannabis?
I feel brain damaged for other reasons, but not for the reason that I'm smoking cannabis, no.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. I can say firmly that if it were not for cannabis and my use of it, even as a teenager, I would not be where I am today.
And I don't care if it's bleach that they want to inject in their veins. It's their body. And if you believe in freedom, and it sounded like, what was it? Did you say his name was
Glenn?
Glenn believed in freedom. This is a hurdle for people to get over. What freedom means, really, this is what freedom means. Freedom means letting other people do what they want with their lives.
Even if they make a mistake.
Yes, including making bad decisions.
Let's talk to Henry, listening in Indy to WXNT. Henry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Henry, what's on your mind tonight?
An interesting show tonight, as usual.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm not a user of drugs. My younger days, I may have experimented here and there, but I just, it's not my thing. But
do you drink caffeine or alcohol?
Or eat sugar?
Well, I guess, yeah, okay, yeah. I guess technically I'm not a pursuer of drugs that alter my perception.
Except for caffeine and alcohol. Except for
and
caffeine
sugar.
And alcohol.
But what I do think, though, is that the waste of resources and the waste of human life, both on both sides. I have friends in law enforcement, and people get shot. Whether you're enforcing the laws or you're a civilian that you end up on the wrong end of a gun.
You're still there. Go ahead.
Anyway. I don't understand, they're not winning yet.
No.
It would be better to, embrace it, commercialize it, allow people to generate revenue for...
Generate revenue for the state. Woohoo!
Well,
yeah!
We can come back and talk about that. And Henry, I absolutely agree with you. Thank you for the call. It's better than prohibition.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
To take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You know, we're talking about prohibition and cannabis and decriminalization / legalization and some of the ludicrous prohibitionist claims have been made about cannabis over the years. I mean,
it'll make you grow boobs.
You know what? That is one of them, and I was going to bring that one up. It's certainly one of the most outrageous sounding ones, but there's that, and like, you know.
Well, look what it did for me.
Wait a minute. Did you smoke cannabis when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
You did. Okay.
I'm a bad girl.
So. 1-800-259-9231 is the number, and we're just kind of addressing some of these things. I remember when I was first coming into the Liberty Movement, and it was marijuana that led me down the road to freedom, because the prohibition of marijuana, I learned when I started using it as a teenager that I was lied to by the government, and that led me to question some of the other things that they were saying. Okay, well, if they're going to lie to me about this plant that is fun and does not seem to be that harmful. If they're going to lie to me about that, what else are they lying about? Turns out almost everything. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was really important to use this particular substance. It was, in fact, I would say critical in my development as a liberty-minded person. Maybe I would have found the ideas of liberty if cannabis weren't prohibited. Maybe there would have been some other way I came to this. Obviously, I don't know that. We don't live in that alternative universe. So we'd like to get your thoughts at 800-259-9231. And, of course, want to invite you to our website where you can get interactive in various different ways. You can help promote the show. If you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate this program, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you can get everything from flyers to business cards you can print out to distribute to promote Free Talk Live. You can also get your own graphics to make your own banners. We also have banners you can plug into your website, etc. All kinds of different ways to promote Free Talk Live, all available for you at promote.freetalklive.com. But we were talking about legalization and decriminalization, and Michelle, I was attempting to explain to you why it is that I support the idea of legalization reluctantly. Why I reluctantly
support it. As an incremental means of getting toward total freedom.
Right, because okay. Decriminalization is the best situation for cannabis, for any drugs. And legalization is not as good, but it's nowhere near as bad as prohibition.
Wait, I'd like to clarify just a little bit, Michelle. There's no evidence that incremental
that you can incrementally get to liberty.
Thank you.
Now, there's no evidence of it. But what actually, you put the words in his mouth. Previously, what he had said was as a harm reduction strategy. And like one could make the argument that if you allow the government to legalize marijuana, it will never be decriminalized. And, you know, those things may very well be true. I don't know. I just, you know, when I look at it and I see people going to prison for not hurting anybody, I see sick people going to prison for using their medication, I want to see that harm reduction put in place as quickly as it can be, and it seems like holding out for the big one doesn't work. Like, you'll have to, if you hold out for the big one, you're actually holding out for the whole government to collapse. And we've got, in most areas...
But maybe
the
government would collapse faster if there was not this constant incriminalization, because what happens is we've got this pot of water on the stove.
So why not advocate for turning it up? But why not? Why not? If you have that belief system, and some people have proposed this before, well, we shouldn't do anything. We should just let the government grow. Why not advocate more government then? If you think that would help things, if you think that would crash the government sooner, then why not support that?
I don't. But I have heard people though that say that they ascribe to that. For example, they'll go ahead and use all, you know, the government systems and unemployment and collect their tax refund. They'll use the public schools. They'll use whatever and claim that they're going to suck the system dry kind of in that
How's
way.
How's that worked out so far?
I don't think it has.
Right. And I'm not saying that you do support that, but yeah. It sounded like you were kind of skirting around that viewpoint that, well, you know, they're slowly turning
I'm asking the question, if you've got this pot of water on the stove and it's boiling, which now we could say very well that, you know, we're at this critical mass time where things are boiling, if we turn it down so it stops boiling, you still have a full pot of water there, which I would, you know, use as the analogy as the government or whatever. So and the laws, et cetera. So is turning it down, is that actually going? It's not going to get rid of, I don't think, that.
You're placing government all in one pot. And the fact is that they're in most places, most people are dealing with not one burner for their pot that has the frog in it, in which they are the frog in the pot.
Yeah.
But they have four or five or six or seven or eight burners running at one time.
Okay.
There's the federal government, the state government, the county government, the city government. You know, there's homeowners associations. There's I lived in a town that had a zip code overlay for my particular area. So it had special rules in my area, and the homeowners association worked in conjunction with the government. So there's if one government collapses, let's say the United States federal government finally spins itself into utter insolvency, and no other government in the nation, no other bank, in the world, no other bank, no nothing will take their loans any longer. The politicians have finally sucked the teat dry, and it goes away. Do you think that the state of New Hampshire isn't going to enforce the laws that it has? Do you think that the county of Cheshire or wherever you're at, or the city of Keene or whatever city you're at, isn't going to enforce its laws? They still believe they've got a mandate.
Right. As long as you've got the government out there, and as long as people believe in it, you're going to have problem. You're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I think that when Mark, you know, said that there are four or five pots, I kind of got his point. You know,
well, no,
it's
but
not just one.
That's true. But also, and Ron Paul touched on this during his opening campaign speech today, how you have to change people's hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the frog in hot water, it's a cute analogy and or metaphor or whatever in it, and it makes sense. And I think there's a time in which it's appropriate to use it. It's just not really detailed enough for what we need to accomplish. So for instance, you've got this
monolithic
government.
Can we change hearts and minds better if it's illegal right now?
You have to change hearts and minds in order to get those changes to happen in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as much as all of us on this show would really love the idea of the federal government just disappearing tomorrow, and there is the chance it could crash and burn and,
right,
you know, like the Soviet Union, never come back. So that would be great. I wouldn't say no to having that happen. However, it's not going to result in a change in the hearts and minds of the people. And if people in this country haven't come to the conclusion that they don't need the violent monopoly, that they don't need this master telling them what to do and telling them how to live. If they haven't come to that conclusion yet, then that is when the power vacuum will be, you know, filled with something. Somebody will step up to take control of whatever it is that's left over or build something new. And that's why we have to have people like Ron Paul and other folks out there who are working within the system and putting ideas of liberty into people's minds. And this whole conversation about legalization versus decriminalization is very valuable to that end.
Yeah.
Because we're able to communicate these ideas to people who desperately need to hear them. I mean, people still believe nonsense like marijuana causes brain damage.
Right. So, in fact, if you look at Complutense University in Spain, has provided evidence that suggests cannabinoids, such as the main active component of marijuana, have the anti-cancer effects on human brain cancer cells.
Well, so, that man in Montana, in Missoula, Montana, who Hayes is his last name, I think. Anyway, he had his 2-year-old son's feeding tube removed from his stomach and replaced it with cannabis oil, and against the advice of the doctors. And this young boy, who for a year had been battling cancer, had not eaten for 40 days, and he was going to die, had a brain tumor. They were able to operate on part of it, but they were not able to remove all of it. After, I don't remember how long it was, days, weeks, short of a month, his cancer, there was no sign of the cancer, and I haven't followed up with the story regarding that.
It's an interesting story.
A very interesting story. So this man violated the law as well as the doctor's permission in order to do for his son.
And we've got to have more of that. We've got to have more civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And all of those things lead us to conversation. Civil disobedience is particularly useful because it brings up an issue. It brings an issue up and it makes it visible and news coverage happens and people talk about things.
I think we're more likely to change hearts and minds when we have men like that who refuse to compromise the health and welfare
It all has to happen, Michelle.
Okay.
I mean, you're never going to sway
you
everybody.
You work on
to
the voting part. I'll work on that.
You're never. I'm doing it all.
Okay. I know you are.
So you're never going to have everybody come on board one side versus the other. People are always going to do whatever it is that feels right to them. And to go back to this somewhat flawed metaphor, if all of a sudden the frogs in the hot water have the water turned cold, you know, the government goes away completely, then they're going to start complaining. Hey, that was warm water. I want my warm water back. Right. And, so you've got to get rid of the idea of government before people can accept not having it anymore. We're coming up. It's Hour 3 next. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBigs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.